Avi Davis here, president of the American Freedom Alliance, to talk more about it. Avi, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Steve. It's good to be with you.
So, all right. So, as you look at foreign policy, obviously Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush stepped in a little bit. He didn't understand the question. I heard the interview. I don't think he heard the question the way, you know, now they're trying to take him down for his answer on the Iraq war. I think he didn't hear it right. He came back and said, no, I wouldn't have gone into Iraq. Neither would George W. Bush, my brother, have gone into Iraq if he had known the truth on the ground. But we had bad intel. But as you size up the candidates, whether it's Rubio or Rand Paul, potentially Scott Walker or some of the others getting on the Republican side, Hillary Clinton, how do you look at the race today?
Well, I see a field of candidates who are largely inexperienced in foreign policy, except, of course, for Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton doesn't seem to be running on her foreign policy record. Rather, she's turned to domestic issues and is tacking to what I regard as sort of Elizabeth Warren territory on the far left. Marco Rubio is a very impressive young candidate and very vigorous and vibrant. And he has presented very well on these issues. Ted Cruz, I think, similarly has presented extremely well. And Jeb Bush has a deep understanding of the issues, has been very close to foreign policy through both his father and his brother. So you have these three candidates who do have some kind of grasp of the very seriousness of the challenges before the United States and the problems we're going to face in the next decade. So, however, it's still to be seen. You haven't really heard very much about foreign policy, as we saw what happened with Jeb Bush the other day. But you really haven't heard very much from the candidates, so it's a little early to tell, you know, where they stand, how they'll execute policy. I think that, without question, all of them are going to differentiate themselves from Barack Obama by pointing out how weak his policy has been, how fragmented it has been, how lacking in cohesion and vision it has been. And they can offer something that is a little stronger and more focused.
Well, you mentioned that Hillary Clinton is not at this point running on her foreign policy, but it begs the question, Avi, how in the world could she run on foreign policy after the spectacle that it has been?
I don't think that Hillary Clinton sees it that way. I think that she feels that she did a credible job as the Secretary of State. You know, despite the fiascos that we've seen over and over again, she feels that she did a quite a commanding job and kept America as a, you know, its focus on disengagement, should we say, from the world, which has become almost the democratic focus. I really do believe the Democratic Party wants to see America in retreat.
Well, they've got it. That's what they're getting now. But here's the thing: I look at David Cameron's big wins, in the Tories, the Conservatives, in the UK here this past week, and it's got to be a bellwether for what's going on in the world. I think that the American politicians should be reading those tea leaves. The Conservatives won big in November 2014. The Conservatives won big in the UK here this week. And I think it's an indication of the lack of support for liberal policies throughout the Western world.
Well, I differ with you on that. I do not believe that David Cameron's Conservative Party is a true Conservative Party. I think it's far more centrist in orientation. I don't think somebody said to me when Cameron was elected back in 2010 that Conservatives in the UK don't have any representation in Parliament.
Well, no, he's no Margaret Thatcher, clearly.
No, he's no Margaret Thatcher, but he's also no Harold Macmillan. I mean, he's no. It's very hard to find anybody to compare Cameron to as Conservative leader.
That's fair point.
The point that I'm trying to make is that a lot of people are making a great deal of noise about the fact that he had such a commanding, crushing victory. But it only shows, to me, it was not an indication of the rise of conservatism in Europe. It was really that
the rise of centrism,
the alternative was so much worse.